إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Sajda mentioned what people who do not believe in Allah said and say to this day. وقالوا, and they say, أَإِذَا ذَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. Is it that after we have been buried and after we have disintegrated and after we have been lost in the soil, in the earth?
Inna lafi khalqin jadid.
Is it that we will be resurrected? Is it that we will be recreated? Is it that we will be made anew? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave his reply to this. And Allah said, بَلْهُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Allah said, verily, these people deny the meeting with their Rabb. I remind myself and you that when Islam first came to Makkah, the Quraysh and the other people in Makkah, they did not deny Allah. They were not atheists. They were not atheists. They were not even kuffar. They were mushrikeen. They believed in Allah and they believed also in many other gods. Number one. Number two, what they did not believe in was the resurrection. They said, we have no problem with believing that there is Allah. We have no problem in considering Allah to be some kind of head god with some subordinate gods under him. No problem with this. We have no problem even with worshipping Allah. But this whole business of after we are dead, we will be brought back to life and we will be questioned and this Jannah and Jahannam, this is all not possible. We don't accept this. That was their main thing. The main thing which stuck in the throat was this. A man came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he brought an old piece of bone from somewhere and he rubbed it in his hand like this and he, you know, sort of made it into powder and he said, Ya Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He did not say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, Ya Muhammad. And he did this and he said, are you saying that Allah will make this thing come alive? And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah will make that come alive and Allah will make you come alive and Allah will put you in the Jahannam. This is also the kismet of some people. When the Nabi is there, instead of getting Bashara of Jannah, they get the Bashara of Jahannam. If the man had simply kept his mouth shut, whatever happened to him, at least he would not be given the Bashara of Jahannam. Because once Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah will put you in Jahannam, then there is no turning back from that. If he had kept his mouth shut, then at least this he would not have got this assurance. He would have, whatever would have happened to him, would have happened to him. The point I'm making is that till today, the thing which seriously I need to ask myself, and I encourage you to ask yourself, do we really, really believe that we will be resurrected? We all like to say that nobody denies death, which is true. Everybody knows because we all die. Nobody denies death. But accepting death is not Islam. Accepting resurrection is Islam. Everyone accepts death. So accepting death is not Islam. Accepting resurrection is Islam. The fact that we will be recreated after we die, that is Islam. And that also is our safety net. The thing that keeps us safe from wrong actions is the awareness and the fear of accountability. Today, if you look at all the evil that is spread throughout the land, Yesterday somebody came to meet me from Bangalore. He is in the education field and he told me all kinds of horrendous things about different figures of sexual abuse of children in schools. And Allah knows best, I don't know. I mean, these figures, whenever somebody tells me, I don't know whether I should believe it or not, but he tells me that 51% of boys in schools across, he's not talking about Islamic schools, he's including madaris and non-Muslim schools in India. He says 51% of boys have been sexually molested in their homes, by their parents in some cases, by uncles, by servants, and in schools by teachers. 51% of boys and 49% of girls. He says it is so widespread, it is not funny. And in many cases, he said, people even accept and acknowledge privately. Are you doing it? Yes, we are doing it. Why are you doing it? It was done to us also. Now, is that a reason? Ajib. Now, I am saying, okay, let us say it is not 51%. Let us say it is 5%. Is it acceptable? Let us say it is 1%. Is it acceptable? So, it's not a question of percentages. We are looking at an evil where even if one single child has been molested in a society, then that one child's molestation is enough. No? Can we say, no, it's okay, it's a few percent? Why does it happen? Primary reason, number one reason is the person doing it feels I can get away with it. That's all. The person feels I can get away. Okay, nobody is seeing, so the fact that Allah is seeing is not there in the mind. The famous story of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu in his rounds in Medina. He was resting, he and his servant, they were behind on the back of a house. They were sitting there and they overheard this conversation. All of us have heard this story, but it's a nice story. So they overheard this conversation between a mother and her daughter. And the mother is saying to the daughter, put some water into the milk. Mix some water in the milk to increase the volume of the milk. And the daughter said, she says to the mother, she says, I can't do that. Mother says, why not? She says, because did you not hear the rule and the order of the Amir al-Mumineen, of the Khalifa Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, that we should not adulterate milk, that we should be honest and we should sell it pure. So the mother says, Umar ibn al-Khattab can say it, but Umar ibn al-Khattab is not here watching you. So mix the water. The daughter says, Umar ibn al-Khattab is not watching, but the Rabb of Umar ibn al-Khattab is watching. I will not do it. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says to the servant, mark this house. And tomorrow morning, find out who are these people. So the man comes back and he says, this is only two, they have nobody, it's a widow and her daughter. They have no one in the family and they are very poor. And so that's why maybe the poor woman was trying to, you know, few more pennies she will make. So Umar ibn al-Khattab called his sons and he says, which one of you wants a wife? So he asked Abdullah ibn Umar first. The elder, he said, do you want a wife? He said, no, I have a wife, I am married, I don't want another wife. So his second son asked him, he said, I don't have a wife. So Umar ibn al-Khattab says, I am going to marry you to the daughter of that woman. And he sent a proposal for his son to the house of that woman who was a widow and destitute. He sent that daughter marrying who? The son of the king. The son of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He sent a proposal to that girl. Why? Because character. He said, she is a muttaqi. What is that? That is the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not a question of dying or not dying. Everybody believes in death. In death. Issue is resurrection. And that is what keeps us safe. When we forget that, we do wrong. The person who is doing, that is the reason why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person is committing a sin, he said, when the zani is committing zina, his iman leaves him and hovers above him. At that point in time, he is not a Muslim. His iman has left him. He said, when the thief is stealing, his iman has left him. Imagine if you die in that state. Have you died with iman or without iman? Allah knows. I am not making a fatwa, but I am saying if you die in that state. If you die in a state where you are indulging in what is haram. Now you might say, well, you know, I don't steal. And I don't do zina. Alhamdulillah, good for you. But you go to Malakpet. And you play the horses. That is also haram. You have made it halal in your scheme of things. Because you like to have this, that's your social, you know. This is what the Yahud did, believe me. This is exactly what the Yahud did, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala converted them into animals. They played games with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They played games. What we like, we keep. What we don't like, we leave. We change the name of the thing. Then it makes it more palatable. We change the name of the thing. Zina, man and woman living together or, you know, in a conjugal relationship without marriage is zina. We change the name. We call it a live-in relationship. So it's okay. What's a live-in relationship? It's not zina. What is it then? Live-in relationship. So it's okay. Changing the name of a thing does not change its nature, believe me. Light a fire, call it bright lights, put your hand in it and see the fun. Yeah, I mean, changing the name, how does it matter? The nature of the thing doesn't change. The nature of the thing is the same. Call it what you want. And I can give you a long list. I mean, I'm not going to go into that. I can give you a long list of how we have made sin acceptable in our lives. Now this is October, right? Another 2 months, we'll have our annual sinning parties. They'll be advertised everywhere and big billboards. I haven't gone out of my house for a long time. I don't know, are the billboards up already or no? Not yet. So they'll put them up. Big billboards, come here, come there, do this, do that. Why? Because there is no... Now imagine, just think about this. If you die on that dance floor, if you die in that party, and don't think it doesn't happen. Do not believe it doesn't happen. Have you died with iman or without iman? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will be resurrected in the state that you died in. One day when we were living in the other house, about 2:30 in the night, hammering on the door. So my wife and I, we got up in a fright. And said, what the hell? Who's hammering the door? I went to the door, opened the door. It is our neighbor's wife. Little neighbor is like, you know, next, other side of the wall. And she said, please come. Something happened to my husband. I went there. The man is lying dead. He is flat on the floor. And he's dead. I could see the moment I saw him, I said, this man is gone. There's no way he's dead. Then we called the doctor. There was a doctor downstairs. We called the doctor. He came and pronounced him dead. He said, what happened? He said, no, it was raining very heavily. So he said, he went down to move his scooter from wherever it was. And he came up and he put the keys on the table, and from a standing position he fell down dead. Very nice man, he was a good friend of ours, very nice man. Now, what I also noticed there was that this was the Chinese Olympics was happening, you know. So, the TV was on and that Olympic game was going on. Now imagine, okay, Olympics he was watching, that's fine. I'm just saying that imagine if he had been seeing something bad and he had died in that state. And even the people who come, what do you see on the screen? Whatever is there on the screen. Allah, may Allah protect us from that. Did not happen in his case. I'm saying this is a possibility, you know, can happen. Depending on what you watch. The awareness and the yaqeen, not just the awareness, the absolute yaqeen that I will meet Allah. This is what keeps us safe from sin. I keep on talking about the beard, not because of, I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm just saying seriously, a person who is shaving, if he is aware, if that awareness comes into him, that I am removing the sign of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from my face. Wallahi, if he has 1 gram of iman, 1 grain of iman, 1 atom of iman in his heart, his hand will not move. He will not be able to do it. It's my guarantee. So you must ask yourself, do you even have that 1 gram or 1 grain or 1 atom of iman? Because how can you, with awareness, I am removing the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam from my face. And imagine you drop dead at that time with the razor in your hand. Seriously. Death can come at any time. Believe me, you have no mistaken opinion about that. Death can come at absolutely any time. And you die in that state, removing the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam from your face. What will be that state? May Allah protect us from that. So this awareness that I have to stand before Allah, death we all know, but I have to stand before Allah, keeps us safe from sin. And facing that reality ensures that we remain on the straight path, and then inshallah that meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a good meeting. Inshallah. We ask Allah for His forgiveness, inshallah that meeting will be good. But if we forget that, the key thing is to keep that awareness all the time. But even if we forget it sometimes, we immediately make tawbah inshallah and we get back to that, because that is the actual reality. Make tawbah, say Allah, alhamdulillah, I forgot. But you didn't kill me in that situation. I didn't die. I'm alive. Ya Allah, I make tawbah. And then don't go back into that. Very important. It's not a matter of going on making tawbah and doing the same thing over and over again. No. Don't go back into that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to constantly keep us in a state of awareness that we will meet Him. And we ask Allah to make that meeting the best meeting of our lives. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.